At SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump hosting dueling events in Milwaukee in a final push for votes in the swing state of Wisconsin. Mr. Trump criticizes the vice president's economic judgment.
So do you want to lose your life savings because we put a weak and foolish and incompetent person in the White House? I don't think so. Do you want to lose your job and maybe your house and pension because Kamala has the economic understanding of a child?
Political commentator Ben Domenech says high early voting numbers show that many Republicans are adjusting to the new process, despite the fact most favor actually returning to a single election day.
You know, I just think that that's something that is now being resolved. And clearly the voters have reached the conclusion that, you know, whatever skepticism was expressed by Donald Trump at the time about these different methods of voting, that they've got to fight the game according to the current rules.
Also at SRNnews.com, Supreme Court has allowed Pennsylvania to count contested provisional ballots, rejecting a Republican plea. Norman Hall reports.
The Supreme Court rejected an emergency appeal from Republicans that could have led to thousands of provisional ballots not being counted in Pennsylvania. The justices left in place a state Supreme Court ruling that election officials must count provisional ballots cast by voters whose mail-in ballots were rejected. The ruling is a victory for voting rights advocates who had sought to force counties, primarily Republican-controlled counties, to let voters cast provisional ballot on Election Day if they had realized that their mail-in ballot was to be rejected for various garden variety errors, including missing signatures or dates. I'm Norman Hall.
And this is SRN News. America's employers added just 12,000 jobs in October.
It's a total that economists say was held down by the effects of strikes and hurricanes that left many workers temporarily off payrolls. Last month's hiring gain was down significantly from the 223,000 jobs that were added in September. But economists have estimated that Hurricanes Helene and Milton, combined with strikes at Boeing and elsewhere, had the effect of pushing down net job growth by tens of thousands of jobs in October.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Now, the unemployment rate remained at 4.1%. This report provides a somewhat blurry view of the overall job market in the country at the end of a presidential race that has pivoted very heavily on voters' feelings about the economy. This is SRN News. Don't look now, but men are displacing women in the world of sports.
According to a new report from the United Nations, women have lost nearly 900 medals to males competing against them under rules that accommodate transgender athletes. A growing number of female competitors are also suffering significant injuries while playing against men, especially in combat sports such as boxing. Several international sports governing bodies are beginning to place restrictions on men seeking to compete against women. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Law enforcement agencies around the country cracking down on the troubling spread of child sexual abuse imagery created through artificial intelligence technology. The Justice Department says they're going after offenders who exploit AI tools to create the very harmful images of children. Meanwhile, states are racing to ensure these generating deepfakes and other imagery can easily be prosecuted. This is SRN News.